This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hope for Each Day by Billy Graham. He cites this verse from Luke 10, verse 27. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself. And Billy Graham writes, divine love, like a reflected sunbeam, shines down before it radiates out. Unless our hearts are conditioned by the Holy Spirit to receive and reflect the warmth of God's compassion, we cannot love others as we ought. Jesus wept tears of compassion at the gravesite of a friend. He mourned over Jerusalem because its people had lost their sensitivity to God and His Word. His great heart was always sensitive to the needs of others. When challenged to state the most important commandment, He replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus' love was more than human compassion, however. It was in the fullest sense divine love, for He was God in human flesh. This is the kind of love He calls us to have, and the kind He will give us as we seek it from Him. Thank you. Psalms now by Leslie Brand. Psalm 89. I feel like singing this morning, O Lord. I feel like telling everyone around me how great you are. If only they could know the depth of your love and your eternal concern for those who follow you. But my songs are so often off-key. My speech is so inadequate. I simply cannot express what I feel, what I know to be true about your love for your creatures upon this world. But even the songs of the birds proclaim your praises, the heavens and the earth beneath them, the trees that reach toward you, the flowers that glow in colorful beauty, the green hills and soaring mountains, the valleys and the plains, the lakes and the rivers, the great oceans that pound the shores. They proclaim your greatness, O God, and your love for your human creatures throughout this world. How glorious it is to be alive, O Lord! May every breath of my body, every beat of my heart, be dedicated to your praise and glory. Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Romans 8, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Colossians 1, verse 27. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. And the Holy Spirit gives these words to Sarah. I speak to you from the depths of your being. Hear me saying soothing words of peace, assuring you of my love. Do not listen to voices of accusation, for they are not from me. I speak to you in love tones, lifting you up. My spirit convicts cleanly without crushing words of shame. Let the Spirit take charge of your mind, combing out tangles of deception. Be transformed by the truth that I live within you. The light of my presence is shining upon you in benedictions of peace. Let my light shine in you. Don't dim it with worries or fears. Holiness is letting me live through you. Since I dwell in you, you are fully equipped to be holy. Pause before responding to people or situations, giving my spirit space to act through you. Hasty words and actions leave no room for me. This is atheistic living. I want to inhabit all your moments, gracing your thoughts, words, and behavior. from A Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. Let me now rejoice, O most gracious God, in the love thou hast shown to our poor human race, opening up to us a way whereby we might be delivered from our sin and foolishness. O God the Father, I praise the great and holy love whereby, when we had utterly gone astray, thou didst diligently seek us out and save us, sending thy well-beloved Son to suffer and to die, that we might be restored to the fellowship of thy children. O God the Son, I praise the great and holy love whereby thou didst humble thyself for my sake and for the sake of my brethren, consenting to share our common life, to dwell in the midst of all our sin and shame, to endure all the bitterness of thy most blessed passion, and at the last to die upon the cross, that we might be released from our bondage and enter with thee into the glorious liberty of the children of God. O God, the Holy Spirit, I praise the great and holy love whereby thou dost daily shed abroad in my unworthy heart the peace and joy of sin forgiven, making me a partaker with all the saints in the blessing of my Lord's incarnation, of his passion and crucifixion, and of his resurrection and ascension to the Father's right hand on high. O holy and blessed Trinity, let me now so dwell in the mystery of this heavenly love that all hatred and malice may be rooted out from my heart and life. Let me love thee as thou didst first love me. And in loving thee, let me love also my neighbor. And in loving thee and my neighbor, in thee let me be saved from all false love of myself. And to thee, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory and praise forever. Amen.